98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. I cannot believe this happens to me, but it's happened twice now in Tulsa, Daniel. And Friday morning, I was driving to work here, and I don't like to get on the highway. So I just take, like, the side roads. And one of those roads goes right by your house.
Okay.
Cherry Street, okay. 15th or whatever.
Sure.
And I get down there, and there's some activity even that early in the morning. People are going to the gyms and stuff like that. And so, and there's a sign that says 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, 25 miles an hour. And then they've got all these crosswalks, too, that will light up if somebody needs to cross. And so I'm very careful, and I'm going 20, probably less than 25, honestly, when I get into that busy part of Cherry Street where there's pedestrians and people are heading into the gym and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going like 25, maybe a little less. Some guy is on my tail so bad that I'm like, is this guy going to hit me? And anyway, you're not going to believe this. He passes me on Cherry Street. He finally decides to just go around me. And here's what I love. And he was going fast. And, you know, I would say probably 45 to 50 miles an hour. And he gets caught at the light. I end up right next to him anyway. That's my favorite. When somebody, like, goes around you like a jerk, and then they get stuck at the same light you do.
I thought you were going to say he went around you and got pulled over. Yeah, that's a pretty bad, that's a bad street to be going 25 on, especially before daylight, because people are always coming out of that orange theory.
Yeah.
These monsters that are able to work out before they go to work. Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous of them. But I leave for work early. Could you imagine going to work out and you're walking out of the gym as you're heading into work?
Yeah, that is wild.
Us as morning radio people?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very dangerous street to be going fast.
Yeah, I mean, the guy went, like, he passed me like it was an old country road. And it's, like, right downtown. It was so weird, man.
What was he, like, in a emergency situation or what?
No, because he stopped at the red light, you know. I think he would have looked and then gone
to
the red light.
Did you look over at him, check out, see what you're seeing?
I was scared. I was like,
you don't make no eye contact.
I don't want to mess with that guy.
I hear you.
I got a little scared. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning. Did you see this wildfires continue to burn in Oklahoma and Texas? This devastating Smokehouse Creek wildfire. It's out there in the Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma. Now it's about 107,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some video from folks kind of out in that part of the country. The wind just raging. There's just no way if a field of grass catches on fire or hay or whatever you call it, that you could put that out. You couldn't even run and catch up with it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that a lot of the fire departments in that area are all volunteers, too. And, you know, they have jobs and they have kids and stuff like that. And it's just been crazy. One county reported over 60 fires in a day.
It's burned more than 1 million acres, to give you an idea of how big this wildfire is. I think I'll try to figure out, there's some ways to help, and I'll try to figure those out a little bit later on today so we can figure out if you'd like to help, how you can help out those folks out there. I know they were looking for donations for people around there, like they're needing hay and stuff like that. I don't think we could provide any hay, but I imagine we could do something to help. Did you see that grandma left an amazing gift to her granddaughter, 20 years worth of saved voicemails from granddaughter to her grandmother? Here are the voicemails from Paley to her grandmother, and both of them talking about the cherished memories.
It's me, Grandma. I just got a new scooter, and it's pretty. I love it. Grandma, I thought maybe you could come over and watch G4 for me. You can come over if you want, okay? Hi, Grandma. It's me, Paley. I just wanted to say goodnight. I love you, and I miss you.
Well, you know, I got the job. I got the job on the spot. I'm just really happy.
It's the little things in life that we can stitch together to make our life so cherished.
The memories we overlook the most tend to be the memories that we appreciate later on in life.
There you go. So, Grandma, I guess save them off her answering machine.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. When my dad died, I had always had his messages on my phone, and I was able to email those to me.
Mm-hmm.
So even if my phone blew up or something like that, so I've got those in, like, my personal email, so if you have voicemails from somebody that passed, you can always email them to yourself and keep them that way in case your phone doesn't work or something later.
Got to hang on to them. You guys eat this, the Filet-O-Fish sandwich at McDonald's, Tig. Has it gotten smaller?
Fans, I have no idea.
Fans believe so, and they're not happy. You don't know if it's gotten smaller?
Well, I have no idea. I don't eat fish, so.
Oh, your wife likes the Filet-O-Fish, not you.
Right.
Ask your wife if the Filet-O-Fish has gotten smaller.
I have heard that a lot of products are doing that. Like, instead of raising the price of a product, they give you less of the product at the same price and try to fool you.
Only half piece of cheese on the Filet-O-Fish.
Half piece of cheese.
now you can enjoy two tasty Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
That's kind of a catchy
that's weird.
Jingle from back in the day.
Hmm.
A radio show in Australia. I guess over there, if it's a leap day, the tradition is you propose to your significant other. They had a woman propose to her boyfriend on leap day, which is an old Irish tradition. Things got very uncomfortable when he didn't accept her proposal. Listen to this.
Every morning I wake up as the luckiest girl alive. You make me feel like nothing I've ever felt before. Will you marry me?
You're joking. I'm not trying to like put you on the spot, babe. But like, I'm just pretty.
Other way around.
I just don't know if this is the sort of thing I'd do on air. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a big deal.
So, do you think that's a little awkward, right?
You think that was real?
I don't know. Sometimes people fake these types of things. And then he calls back the next day to explain why he said no.
Mm. He had booked us dinner at this really, really fancy place in Melbourne, and he actually proposed.
I was already planning to propose.
Oh.
I was already bought a ring. Oh, kind of threw off my plans. So I was just a little bit shocked.
So it would be like, you remember when you proposed to your wife on the beach in Myrtle Beach,
mm-hmm.
the most romantic place in the world, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
If she would have said no, only because she planned to propose to you later
on. I see.
That
so
night.
He wasn't being mean. He didn't want to get married. It would just blown up his plans for later that day. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost an awkward moment. And finally, did you see this? Did you see this in the news? This Oklahoma school system. They're.
Oh yeah.
They're licking the peanut butter off toes.
For a fundraiser?
For a fundraiser?
What is that?
Here's a student and the parent talking about what they witnessed.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to do all that. I had to ask her, like, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What? I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seemed a little excessive.
I thought they might be exaggerating, so I went and kind of looked further, and sure enough, they're in the gym, like almost like an assembly, and... some people are sitting in chairs, and those kids are just right on the ground, just licking peanut butter off of the people's feet.
Are the people with the peanut butter on their toes, are those adults or are those other students?
I didn't, I almost couldn't look at it. It was making me so sick or whatever.
Gross.
It was pretty rough, and it's not, I was really just shy. I'm still speechless. I don't know who thought that would have been a great idea.
Licking at all.
No anything, matter, yeah.
Yeah, no licking at school. Come on, guys. That's crazy. It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, our bullfight this morning.
Coming up at 7:40, Tig, it is, and I always get this wrong, Bulls, Bands, and Barrels.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Pat Green's going to be playing at the BOK Center along with Ian Munzik and May. That's Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. What was I saying last week? Bulls, Barrel, Bourbon? Yeah,
something.
Who knows?
Doesn't matter.
I was all messed up.
7:40 this morning. That's your chance on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
As I said last week, when I was a kid, Tig, there was a story in the news. It was baby Jessica down the well, and it was the first news story I can remember in Alabama. A little baby had fallen into a very tiny well, and she was, for 2 or 3 days she was down there, and everybody was so curious, worried about baby Jessica. And now you're kind of like Tulsa's baby Jessica. You've been sick for the last week and a half now? Has it been a week or a week and a half?
It's been about 11 days.
We were trying to go live on TikTok. You were over there just hacking up a lung and dying, and people are calling me like, what is going on with Tig? Is he okay? I kept telling you to go get some medication. You said you're feeling better today. You sound a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, when I first went to the doctor, they said it was a viral infection. And they go, you know, and I was kind of curious about a Z-Pak, but a Z-Pak doesn't do anything for viral. It's an antibiotic. It doesn't fight viruses. And so they said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get this nose spray, and you're going to gargle salt water, and you're going to, I can't remember the other stuff I was doing, but I was doing whatever they told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing got better. In fact, it got worse. And I just went like 10 days, and finally over the weekend, I got a Z-Pak called in, which is an antibiotic. And man, like overnight, like that, things changed for me. I know my voice is still messed up, but I feel good.
As long as you're feeling better. And I know that people don't like when somebody says, I told you so. It's really irritating. But I told you so, dude. I told you to get a Z-Pak. I said get a Z-Pak and some steroids, and you were like, no, you don't need that. You've been sick for 10 days. I even talked to my sister who listens to this podcast down in Alabama, and she's like, you sounded so stupid telling him to get a Z-Pack. And then what happened? You got the Z-Pack, and when did you start taking the Z-Pack?
Yesterday.
And how improved are you today after taking just one night of Z-Pack?
80% better.
Okay, then.
But here's what I was deciding between my doctor or Daniel.
I'm your doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Daniel. Daniel. You call me Dr. Daniel Ruth. From now on, if I suggest that you get a Z-Pack, get a Z-Pack. I got to argue with these doctors all the time myself when I call in. And this is what I always say. You're going to say this from now on when you get sick. Hey, starting to get a cold here, losing my voice. I'm in radio. I have to have my voice. So can I please get a Z-Pack and a round of prednisone, that steroid that kickstarts your immune system and kind of gets all that flowing out of there? If you tell them it's for your job, sometime they will give you one.
I just didn't know you could negotiate with a doctor, really. I mean, I thought that they said, all right, here's the deal. Here's your nose spray. Have a good day. I didn't know you could fight back a little bit, because you said you got into a fight with your doctor once.
Not a physical fight or anything like that, but I was like, hey, I'd like to get the Z-Pack and the steroid. He's like, well, I don't want to quibble with you, but I don't think that's what you need. And I was like, look, I get this every year. I got a little sinus infection thing. I get it every single year, and this is what always knocks it out. He's like, well, I'll give you what you want. I'm not going to quibble. And it's not an argument. When you see those commercials on television for all these medications, they always say, ask your doctor about blah, blah, blah. So you can ask them.
So I guess we got to advocate for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I thought you just went in and they said, here's what's wrong, and they gave you medicine. But you can be an advocate for yourself and say, look, I know my body. I know this is a sinus infection. I need a Z-Pack.
Within reason, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they just 100% know that you don't need a Z-Pack, they won't give you one. But you might have to quibble with them a little bit.
Okay.
Now, see, you could have saved yourself a whole week of not feeling good had you listened to Dr. Daniel. Ruth.
Okay, I admit, I should have gotten that Z-Pack a long time ago. So I apologize. Next time, Z-Pack, no matter what happens.
How was your whole weekend? You just hacking up along all weekend?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Next time I get a broken arm, Z-Pack.
If I tell you to, you should probably do that.
Okay, I'll listen to you. It's 98.5 The Bull at 740, Daniel. We got our bullfight coming up again.
Tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the BOK Center. Ian Munzik's going to be playing. Pat Green's going to be playing. It's going to be in May. It's going to be a great time. And we got your tickets on the way for the 98.5 The Bull fight.
740.
Tyke and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyke and good morning, Daniel.
What did you do yesterday, Tyke, to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather? I mean, that was a perfect day yesterday.
It was so gorgeous, and I'm so frustrated because I was sick. I couldn't really do anything. I just stay inside and just take it. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so nice. I mean, I went outside. I'm like a guy who's like 90. I just kind of went and sat on the front porch and had an Afghan over my legs because I was sick, you know? So I enjoyed it in that sense.
Got out and walked down to that bluegrass brunch they have at Mercury Lounge. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. I never can get to a place on time for a show or something like that. I always end up getting there early. You know, I follow that wonderfully Maddie on Instagram, and every week she'll say, what's going on in Tulsa? I think she had that the bluegrass brunch started at 11. So I walked all the way from my house, a good mile and a half, to Mercury Lounge, got there right at 11. Doesn't open till 12.
Oh, no.
I do it all the time. I go to a show at Cane's, and they're like, doors open at 7. Well, I think I better get there at 7. No. You don't need to do that. The show doesn't start till like 9, and I get there 2 hours early.
So what did you do with your free hour?
I walked over to Maple Ridge Grocers. Have you been in there yet?
No. What is it?
It's a new, just like a new like restaurant place.
Hmm.
Walked over there and killed an hour, and then walked to a bluegrass brunch.
Then came back to it.
Yeah, then walked back home.
All right. Well, it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Why do I get places too early? I'm getting old. I'm getting that thing where I get there a good 2 hours before a show.
You're turning into me. When I have a flight, I get there about 7 hours before the flight. That's for sure.
That's one thing that men do is they get a little older. And I've been on vacations with my dad. This son of a gun will get us to the airport before the airport employees get there. Like, for real. I got up the counter at Southwest, and there's a sign like, nobody's going to be here until like 5 o'clock in the morning. We're there at 3 o'clock. I could kill him. Why do y'all do that?
I don't know. I just like there's this idea that what if the car breaks down or what if I wake up and I can't find my keys? I mean, we just got to go. Got to get there. And it sounds like you're getting to that age.
I know, but that's sad that I'm getting to the bluegrass brunch a full hour early.
Used to, when we were young, we'd get to everywhere 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't care. Now we're 2 hours early for everything.
Back in college, the bar closed at 2. You'd be heading out about 11:30.
That's right. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Well, Daniel, we actually have a way for you to win more Jelly Roll tickets. How's that? Because, guys, one of the hottest things going right now. You know, that song saved me. And but I had kind of an
Perfectly queued up song.
I'm sorry. But so Jelly Roll, he's big right now. You want to go see him. And Daniel, I had no idea this was going on behind my back. But do you want to lead us into this, Daniel?
Well, I had teamed up with Eric Bam, and I had a picture of you photoshopped. It appears as though you're eating pizza, and it's maybe the strangest picture I've ever seen of anybody at all. It's Tig's head, but on somebody else's body, but it looks real. And I saw that picture, and I thought, man, that is such a funny picture. I wonder if we couldn't sneak these up into some pizza places around town. So I've got five of those out there. My hopes were that you would just stumble upon it one day, that maybe we'd go to lunch and there's your picture hanging up in one of these places. I wanted to see if you would discover it. Mm-hmm. But you were so sick last week, you didn't really leave the house. So I never could get you out to try to see and spot the picture.
Right.
How did you eventually, though, see the picture?
Well, you know how when you're sick, you're like not sleeping right and all that. And I was sweating and the not sweating and all that. And one morning, I think it was Saturday morning, I woke up about 4 a.m. and I noticed somebody had tagged me on some kind of post. And it said, this kind of looks like Tig from Tig and Daniel. And what it was Minuteman Pizza. There's a place here called Minuteman Pizza. Had posted on their pizza wall on Facebook, who put this picture in here? Because I guess the idea was you got a bunch of pictures made of me eating pizza, and then you were putting them in pizza restaurants around town.
Right, yeah.
Without my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what I first thought was, oh, somebody must just look like me that's eating pizza. And so I clicked the picture, and I go, oh, my God, it's actually me. Why am I in photos eating pizza at pizza restaurants across Tulsa? And my first thought was this, and I know this is crazy. It was, you ever see like a billboard and there's like a happy mom and stuff and it's like, come to the pediatric clinic. Those are just pictures that are bought. Those are like actors. And I thought, did like this pizza joint, you know, have to put up pictures of people eating pizza and they found this of me somehow and are using it?
You thought maybe our company, Griffin, had sold your likeness
yes.
to a stock photo place and that's just the one they happened to choose.
Which I realized was ridiculous immediately. And then I figured out, I said, this has got Daniel all over it. Like, Daniel, we've talked about before sneaking our headshots into restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. if you ever go to a restaurant and they've got celebrities up there, me and Daniel, we're going to get some double-sided tape and sneak in and put ours up there real quick and walk out and see if they ever noticed. So it's got you written all over it. And sure enough, around town, there's pictures of me eating pizza in several pizza places. And that's sort of your pathway to Jelly Roll tickets now, I understand.
Yeah, if you'll go and find that picture of Tig, little Dirty Bird, eating his pizza, and take a picture in front of it and tag your, you know, tag us, then tag the pizza place, we'll put everybody in a big old drawing for an additional pair of Jelly Roll tickets. And I must say that everybody here at work was in on this, like the upstairs people, they photoshopped the picture for me. Your son knew about it.
Oh, man.
Like, your kid knew about it for a good 2 weeks.
Oh, he never told me.
I can't believe he didn't tell you.
He never said a word.
I took him, one of the locations, Zandolini's on Cherry Street, and I took him in there to kind of see if he would spot it. He spotted it within 10 seconds. I thought for sure he's going to run home and tell you, but he's a vault. If you ever want to rob a bank with somebody, maybe your son is the guy.
He didn't say a word. I'm impressed.
So let me go through the list of where these things are. You got to find little Dirty Bird eating his pizza, tag yourself, tag the restaurant, and we're going to put everybody in a big old bunch for Jelly Roll tickets.
They need to tag us too so we see it, right?
Yeah, just tag everybody. Okay. Andolini's on Cherry Street, Minuteman Pizza Parlor out in Sand Springs, Uncle Vinny's in Broken Arrow, Copanzini's downtown here in Tulsa, and Savastano's. Five pictures out there.
Wow. Look at that.
And I gotta say, it's a very unusual looking picture of you. I can't quite, it's like your head is too big or something. It almost looks like your arms are small. Would you like one of those pictures to hang up into your own house?
We'd like one in the bedroom, if possible.
Oh, my God. Oh, gross.
So that's the deal. For Jelly Roll tickets, there's a very creepy photo of me out there eating pizza in five local pizza restaurants. And those five again, Daniel, if you go and take a picture with it and yourself, tag us and tag the restaurant, you can win some Jelly Roll tickets.
That's right. Andolini's on Cherry Street. Minuteman Pizza Parlor in Sand Springs. Uncle Vinny's in Broken Arrow. Copanzini's in Tulsa. And Savastano's. Well, right. Maybe there should be like a huge grand prize if you tag yourself with all five.
Yeah.
Be like a little, what do they call that? Scavenger hunt?
Throw in something nice. That would be extra entries, though.
Yeah.
Each time you go to a different place. It's 98.5 The Bull with Pizza Loving Tig and Daniel this morning. It's 98.5 The Bull, Tig and Daniel. I live in Midtown Tulsa, Daniel, and so all the houses are pretty close together, you know. It's one of those neighborhoods where it's like old house, old house, old house. Old house got torn down. They put a big mansion, that old house, you know, that kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you, what do you think is the earliest you should start cutting your grass in the morning?
Oh, in the morning time?
Yeah.
We're talking like a Saturday here.
Saturday morning.
I'm going to say no earlier than 10 a.m.
Okay. Not in my neighborhood, buddy.
Well, I mean, I think it's a little rude if you get up at 6 in the morning and start cutting that grass. And I know when it gets super hot that that's when it's probably the best time to do it. I would say evening, when the sun goes down or starting to go down, is the better time. You shouldn't get up at too early.
I had 7 o'clock this weekend.
Ooh.
7 a.m.
Who's doing that?
I don't know who it was, but I could just hear it. It was like, you know, real loud and somewhere closest to me. But I thought that's kind of rude, 7 a.m. grass cutting. Because 7 a.m. for a lot of parents, it's like your chance. It's your chance to get a little extra rest, right? But now some guy's got to get out there and get his yard work done. I think that's rude.
What is the loudest bit of lawn mowing equipment? Is it the weed eater or the blower?
The blower's pretty loud, man.
The blower, I think, is bad because it's not a constant. It's like a... It's not a steady hum or whatever.
Yeah, so we agreed that maybe 10 o'clock on Saturdays, that would be good.
Or we could invent a quieter blower.
Well, a lot of people have... like my buddy... He went and got an electric lawnmower, and he's not one of these electric kind of guys, but he's like, the reason I want an electric lawnmower is because I can get out here at 7 and start cutting, and I won't bother anybody.
Is it quiet as a whisper?
It's pretty quiet. Wow. You can't even tell it's there, really. And for a small yard, an electric one, it'll get the job done. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Luke Bryan. Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
Been around you too long, Tig. I think now I'm starting to become a bit of a cheapskate myself. I'll do anything to save a dollar. And I get that from you. Tig hates spending money. I've got a graduation in Nashville coming up in May. And I don't know if you've been to Nashville lately. A hotel room can be anywhere from $250 to $400, mm-hmm. especially in the summertime and on the weekends. So I've got this graduation coming up. I got on this website called hipcamp.com where you can look around and camp out in people's yards or backyards, pastures, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've booked a place in Nashville for 4 days in East Nashville, which is like the hipster part of town.
Mm-hmm.
$50 a night. Can't beat that. They allow my dog to be in there with me. The downsides are I'll have to stay in a tent for 4 nights. And it's a clothing optional place.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I won't appear nude, but there might be clothing optional people like staying at this place at the campsite.
All right. So this is somebody's backyard?
Yes.
And then there could be other campers.
Right.
And some of those might be nude campers.
Correct. But I also save so much money. For the price of one night at a hotel.
How will you shower and stuff?
It has a shower and it has a bathroom okay. and electrical hookup and all that. And basically, you know, when you go on vacation or something, or you're going into town for graduation, you're going to be at all these events and all these parties and dinners and all that. You just sleep in the hotel room, don't you?
That's what I always say. Everybody wants a fancy hotel room. And I'm like, if you're doing vacation right, you shouldn't even be in your hotel room. To me, just get a bed and, you know, just go to sleep and then get back up and get back out there and get it done.
Now, one problem with this place, it's located in East Nashville. Now, what do you know about East Nashville?
It's like one of those areas where It's good. There's a good block and then a really bad block and a good block and a really bad block, like all next to each other.
So I hope that I'm not in one of the crime-ridden neighborhoods.
Does it have reviews and stuff?
No.
No
That's
reviews.
What I'm worried about.
Oh, no. You don't know what other people think
right. of it. Right. So do you think I should go through with this? Like, I can keep it.
I don't know. That's pretty scary, man. I wouldn't
but
do
it's
it.
It's inside an enclosure.
I don't know. That's a pretty brave thing. I would rather see reviews first. Hear other experiences.
Well, it's either that or the La Quinta.
I'd camp out.
You would camp out before you'd stay at the La Quinta?
No, I'm kidding. To me, I know you're saving money. Isn't it better, though? Like, in other words, like, I went to the World Series in Atlanta, and to get near the stadium, it cost like $500 a night. Mm-hmm. But if I went way, way out, it cost $70 a night, and it was just cheaper for me to Uber in. So maybe stay outside of Nashville and just get Ubers back and forth.
Oh, I hate that, though.
Yeah. Just an idea. I'm just trying to help you out, man.
But then I guess you also have to contend with the weather.
Yeah. What if it rains? What if it's cold? What if it's hot? I don't know. Four nights in a row as well. Like, camping out one night's all right. Four nights in a row gets a little rough on you. I don't think you should do it. That's my official.
So you're saying don't do it.
Don't do it. Cancel that
reservation. I don't believe you'd be willing to break off, though, the $300-$400. Which, by the way, what happened with hotels that now, I remember driving across country when I was younger, like 20 years ago, and you could get a hotel room for $20. And it was a decent hotel. And also, you'd get breakfast with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like $150 average hotel room.
You're like my grandpa, man. You used to tell me everything, what it used to cost. You're becoming that guy, man. Careful.
Well, who can afford to stay in Nashville for 4 days?
Go sleep on the ground.
And then I got to get the guy a graduation gift, too. I mean, come on, man. I'm not made of money here. Do you know the APR of my
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Well, Tig, I snuck up a bunch of pictures of you in local pizza restaurants. I call it Pizza Tig. It's a Photoshop picture of you enjoying pizza. The weirdest photo I think I've ever seen in my life, but they're up in 5 pizza places around town, and you can go to the Bulls Facebook page right now and see the photo of Pizza Tig. If you go tag yourself at one of these places, tag yourself, tag the Bull with you standing in front of Pizza Tig, you'll be entered to win some Jelly Roll tickets. I pulled some strings and got a pair of Jelly Roll tickets.
What possessed you to put pictures of me out in pizza restaurants?
Well, I was out and about one day, and I think it was I was at Cece's, and I noticed that a big giant spot on the wall was empty. And I thought, man, it would be so funny if I just snuck a picture of Tig up in here, and then Tig just discovers it accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to get one giant one made, and then the folks at Cece's says, well, we're about to remodel. So I know that that would have only been up for like a day or two. So I said, well, why don't I just sneak up a bunch of smaller ones around town? And Eric Bam, who calls in the show all the time, he knows all the pizza people. And so we've got these up in 5 different places. Your son knew about this. In fact, I took a picture of your son at Andolini's on Cherry Street, which is one of the photos are, and sent it to you. You didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice my own picture in the background. I was like, why is Daniel sending him a picture of my son just sitting there? But
I sent it to your wife. She didn't notice either, did she?
No. So you can tag yourself in that, and that's how you get Jelly Roll tickets. Go to one of the 5 locations.
Right. Andolini's on Cherry Street, Minuteman Pizza Parlor, Uncle Vinny's, Savastano's, Copenzini's, and there's a post on the Bull Tulsa's Facebook page if you want to know what you're looking for.
All right.
You can win some Jelly Roll tickets.
How about that?
How about
it? The Bull Tulsa on Facebook right now for your chance to learn how to win those Jelly Roll tickets. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. 98.5 The Bull, welcome into the Bull Fight.
That's right. It's for tickets to see, was it Bulls, Bands, and Barrels, the BOK Center. Pat Green's going to be playing, Ian Munzik. And today we have Joe on line 1, Kelly on line 2. Joe, what do you do for a living?
I install window treatments.
Install window treatments. It's a nice time of year to be doing that, isn't it?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. What's the name of your company?
Contract Drapery.
Contract Drapers. Then taking on Joe is Kelly. How are you this morning, Kelly? What do you do for a living?
I work in business office.
Work in business office. That sounds like a fun day. Well, guys, I'm sure you could use a night out, so we're going to have the 98.5 The Bull Fight. Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. I've got Bands by Antonym. Explain what an antonym is, Tig.
Tell me what it is.
It means the opposite. Am I pronouncing that right? Antonym?
Yeah.
So all these bands, I'm going to describe a band, by the opposite. And this is going to go, this is going to be just down in flames. It's going to be very hard. Okay. Yeah. We'll start with you, Joe. Again, these are bands by antonyms. These are the opposite words. The first antonym, king.
Queen.
What? Queen, yes. Kelly.
Yes.
The band name, Private Friend.
Not private?
Now, help her out, Tyke. I think she's kind
of... All right, so what's the opposite of private?
Kelly, what's the opposite of private?
Open?
Or public?
Public.
And what's the opposite of friend?
Public. Enemy?
So put those two together, you've got...
Public enemy.
Public enemy, yes. There you go. You see how we're doing it now. All right, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, now we got it. Joe, AA Bottom. Again, the opposites. Think of the opposites of these things.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. There you go. You struggle a little bit, but you got it. Kelly, the antonym of the band, The Windows. I believe Jim Morrison was the lead singer of this band. The opposite of The Windows. What would that be?
I don't know that one.
Help her out, Tig.
The Doors?
The Doors. These are all very famous bands, the antonyms of these bands. Joe, the antonym, Hot Work. Hot Work.
Cold Day?
Cold what?
Cold Day?
Cold Day. No, Cold
Play.
Play. Cold Play. Hot Work, Cold Play. Kelly, the antonym, Television Foot. Television Foot.
What in the world?
You can give her a hint on this one, Ty. Television Foot. It would be...
I think I got this one.
What is it? Just give it to her. That one's too hard.
Radiohead.
Radiohead. Tyke saved you with that
one. What in the world?
These are all bands, and these are the antonyms of bands. All right. Jim. Thankless Alive. Help him out, Tyke.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead. Kelly. All right. The antonym of this band is Antidote. Has Bret Michaels. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I don't know.
What would you need an antidote for? All right. Help him out, Tyke.
Poison.
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 I need to brush up on my rock.
Joe. This is not a band, but a singular artist. Don Winter. So we know the opposite of winter is what?
Summer.
Summer, and I guess if Don were a female, that would be?
Summer Donna.
Donna Summer. We'll take that. Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. All right, Kelly, you've got to get this one right to tie, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
Here we go. The Branches. And I believe this band is, isn't this the house band for Jimmy Fallon? The Branches?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched Jimmy Fallon.
Well, do you want to hazard a guess or just?
The Limbs.
Well, we were looking for The Roots. And with that, Joe has defeated Kelly in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Joe, you've got a decision to make now. Are you going to hold on to these tickets? Or are you going to give these to Kelly?
I think I'm going to hold on to them.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for playing. Kelly, don't worry. You've got another chance to win. We'll do the 98.5 The Bullfight again tomorrow morning. And, guys, do me a favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, that's a Jelly Roll. Do you want to kind of rehash on how we're giving away some Jelly Roll tickets?
Yes, we have scrounged up an extra pair of Jelly Roll tickets. I know so many people were trying to get through. What I did was I had a picture photoshopped. It makes it look like Tig eating pizza. I call it Pizza Tig.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hung that up in five pizza places around town. You can go to the Bull Tulsa's Facebook page, and you'll see a picture. You'll see the picture that I'm talking about here. You go spot these in one of these restaurants, Andolini's on Cherry Street, Minuteman Pizza Parlor, Uncle Vinny's, Savastano's, and Copenzini's. And if you go have some pizza and tag yourself in front of the picture with Tig and tag the Bull Tulsa, you'll be in the running for some Jelly Roll tickets.
I see.
So a good excuse to go out and get pizza.
This is such a weird picture because I've never been photographed eating a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the people at News on 6 photoshopped me eating a pizza. My eyes are closed, too, by the way.
Looks like you're really getting into
like
that
I'm
pizza.
I'm really enjoying
like
it.
Like you're really loving it.
And so there's this ridiculous picture of me hanging around town at different places. And if you, like Daniel said, take a picture of yourself with it, like a selfie, tag us in it so we know you were there, and then you're entered for Jelly Roll tickets. Is that basically the gist?
That is correct. We got to go so you can see some of these in person thing. And I wanted to like see if you would just stumble on it last week at lunch or something, but clearly if anybody's heard you in the last week, you should not be allowed to leave the house.
I've been down for the count, yeah.
Old Tulsa super spreader over there has really been having a hard time.
Well, the way I found out that it was going on, see, all this was done behind my back. I had no idea that Dana was making Photoshop pictures of me and sneak them in the pizza parlors. And I woke up early, kind of sick one day, couldn't sleep, and I saw somebody had tagged us on Facebook and says, that looks like Tig. And so I clicked the picture, and I thought it was just going to be one of those, you know, like somebody just kind of looks like me that they put up at a restaurant, stock photo, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever actor kind of looked like me. And then I zoomed in. I was like, what in the God's name is going on? It's me.
Was there a part of you that thought, man, this cold medicine must be really making me wacky?
I was already freaking that morning because I'd taken cold medicine. And, yeah, I actually got up and walked down the yard and came back to make sure that I wasn't going crazy and looked at it again. I said, sure enough, it's me on these pictures around town that I had no idea I was going to be in. And so that's it. That's how you get Jelly Roll tickets now.
Yeah, you can see the picture and everything so you don't get confused with some other weird-looking guy.
At the Bull Tulsa on Facebook right now. Go check it out. And we'll try to hook you up with some Jelly Roll tickets. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, guys. Hey, it's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. You know what's kind of weird about pharmacies? And you know how you have your insurance card if you have insurance and you like got to give them the group number and the BIN number and all that kind of stuff? And the other day, like when I was trying to get some medicine, they were like, yeah, your insurance company, it's kind of slow on their end or something. So it might take a while to get this going. And I said, well, how much is it just straight up if I just pay for it without my insurance? And they said, if you go to this website, like, you can get a coupon. It was actually cheaper than with insurance. Isn't that weird?
I don't understand any of that stuff.
Isn't that weird?
I don't understand insurance at all. I had to go get that colonoscopy when I turned 45 or whatever. And I called the insurance place, and I said, now, look, I got to go somewhere that's going to cover this thing fully. And they said, okay, this place will cover it. I go to the place, and they send me a bill, not for the colonoscopy, but $600 for the anesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't the insurance company have to tell me
that, I don't know.
That they're going to then charge me for that? Like, we cover everything except the anesthesia.
When my son was born, we went to what they call an in-network hospital. I mean, we checked. We made sure that it was part of my insurance plan, health insurance. And we go to the in-network hospital, so we're in-network, so lower rates, right? Then my wife has to have a C-section, and that requires anesthesia. But I guess the doctor on call, who was working that Friday night or whatever, was not in our network, even though he was at the hospital. And I didn't have a choice. I couldn't be like, no. I need an in-network anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
And I got a bill for thousands of dollars.
I was going to ask you.
Because it wasn't in-network anesthesiology.
How many bills did you get after the baby was born?
It stopped hurting after a while.
The little baby was there in its bassinet, and then the mail starts coming in.
Yeah.
How many pieces of mail, how many bills
did you
receive?
I got so many that it didn't even surprise me anymore. I just said, can't wait to see what I get today. It was pretty wild. I don't understand insurance. And then sometimes you have to refile it. Like, it's too complicated for a guy like me.
Why don't they have those coupons there when you're there to give birth? Like, you get on the way into the delivery room, you can just grab, a coupon, whatever that thing is that you just used to.
It's two for Tuesday, two twins. Get it for the price of one. It's 803 at 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
Got some patio furniture I'm thinking about bringing out. Do you own patio furniture?
Here and there, random chairs and stuff, but not like a set.
I got some, and somebody told me that anytime it rains, you got to take the cushions inside.
Oh, I would.
Or else they'll get moldy and mildew.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's true?
I would. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. That seems like a lot of work.
Or you can do, I just got canvas chairs. Like, there's no padding or anything to them. You just sit in it.
Well, I already have the patio furniture now. I can't go back in time and get canvas chairs.
Oh, you went and bought it already?
I have it.
Oh, yeah.
I have patio furniture. I want to put the cushions out, but if it's going to get... I see those from time to time. People have those cushions out there that just covered in mildew and mold, and they just get ruined. And by the way, I didn't know this. I was at Ace Hardware the other day, and I walk in there and I see patio furniture cushions. These things are like $80, $90. Why is patio furniture so expensive?
Because somebody's paying that price, I guess.
Is there nothing I can spray on those bad boys to keep mildew and mold off of them?
I have no idea, but I would bring them inside because everything outside gets destroyed, no matter what it is. Leave something outside long enough. Like Santa Claus brought us a trampoline, and eventually that's going to just rot, right?
Your kid's probably crying hearing that.
Yeah.
Can I wrap them up in something? Maybe Saran wrap?
You could do my grandma got brand new furniture for the first time in her life when she was about 70. But then she put plastic all over it. And so when we sat down on it, we weren't actually on the furniture. We were on plastic around it. You could do that.
Well, it just seems like the people that make patio furniture would make it where it wouldn't get covered in mold and mildew. And it's always covered in mold and mildew. Why not a mold and mildew colored cushion?
Maybe they haven't invented that yet.
Boom. Shark's tank.
Okay. You can do that. So... yeah, I think you got to bring those cushions in every time you use them.
That's too much work, dog.
I know you have such a hard life over there with your dog. And
yeah, I guess if that's the worst thing you got to worry about, then things ain't so bad.
Everybody else is trying to make dinner and stuff with their kids. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hanging out the passenger. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
I want you to be the judge here in this particular case, Tig. Some places now, they just don't even take cash. They say, we are a cash-free place. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that? If a business decides they don't want to take cash, they will only take card and things like that.
Is that not illegal?
How would it be illegal?
Well, on the on your paper money, it says legal tender. Is it illegal?
No, you go to concerts and stuff like that, and they may say this is a cashless venue. How in the world would that be illegal?
I don't know. Because it says on the dollar bill, it's like, this is good for all debts.
But that doesn't mean, you can't say on the dollar bill, hey, everybody in the world has to accept this.
Okay.
I've got a situation here, a viral video. A guy ordered a sandwich at Jimmy John's sandwich shop. They made it for him. Then he found out they couldn't accept cash that day because of some issue with the register. The kid working said he'd have to throw the sandwich out if he couldn't pay. So the guy that's filming is demanding that he get it for free. Here's a quick clip of the video.
You don't accept cash, and you made my sandwich, and you're just going to throw it away. Can I just have my sandwich?
No, I'm not going to risk my job for you.
Because you don't accept money?
No, because you can't pay.
Oh, this is going to be funny for your manager.
You can go ahead and leave. Talk to my manager if you want. They're not going to do a damn thing for you.
Hey, you.
It's just circumstances. What do you want me to do about it?
So he said the system's down. He can't accept cash. The guy then says, well, you're just going to give me that sandwich for free. And they say, well, we are not going to give you that for free. So I want you, if you were the judge in this particular situation, how would you rule? Who's in the right here?
That's tough. I mean, I'm looking this up. It says that the There's all these bills that say retail businesses can't refuse cash. But I guess in that case, they couldn't for some kind of technical reason.
Have you not been to a place they say this is a cashless thing? Like, I think if you go to dispensaries around here, I don't think they accept cash.
Oh, well, maybe I'm totally wrong. I'm learning as I go here. I have seen where you go to a place and they only accept cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to kind of like a concert and they got like a booth set up and you can only pay cash. But I've been in a situation, I can't remember the specific instance, but the lady just gave it to me for free. Because I was like, oh, well, I don't have any cash. And she said, all right, just, you know, take it.
So you feel like the guy at Jimmy John should just gave the guy a sandwich
for
free?
I was working at Jimmy John. Like, I'm trying to imagine myself when I was younger working at a grocery store. And a guy wanted to, I don't know, buy a Lean Cuisine. And we weren't taking cash. And he had... Like, I would give him the link. I'd just say, go ahead, man.
A terrible employee. I would just give away all the product.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
If there's a sign posted on the door that said, hey, we're not taking cash today or can't take cash or won't take cash, and he goes in there and orders a sandwich anyway and he ain't got cash, no, I'm not going to give him a sandwich for free.
Okay, I see. Well, if he was alerted beforehand, then he should have known not to go in.
Because then the word gets out, hey, go into Jimmy John's and get a free sandwich.
Free sandwich,
you can't
right.
pay with cash.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Tomorrow, Daniel, we're back. At 7:40, can you get this right?
Bulls, Bands, and Barrels.
With Pat Green.
And Ian Munzik, yes.
On 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Daniel, you went camping this weekend, which you love camping. And a couple of years ago, you and I wanted to go camping, but we didn't want to go to a place that was like, you know, pre-made for camping where you have a lot and you pull up to a number and then you set up a tent. We wanted to just go out to a ranch, a random ranch. And Oklahoma Joe was nice enough. You know, he's got the barbecue sauce and the grills and all that. Oklahoma Joe has a ranch. And he said, you boys can just go camp out at my ranch. And then you found something here recently that is like almost like an Airbnb for camping where you're not next to people, you're just out.
It's similar to that, but it's not Airbnb prices. This website's called Hip Camp, H-I-P Camp, Hip Camp. And I found a place out, I think in Yale, Oklahoma, and it was $17 to go camp on this plot of land that had, you know, had some amenities, but there was still privacy, but it wasn't a public place either.
Like, what kind of amenities were there?
They had like a bathroom.
Okay.
And a fire ring, that kind of thing. Just a place with the land kind of cleared off for a little campsite. Perfect if you want to go camping, but not in a very public place, but also not super primitive.
Did you see other campers out there?
Didn't see a single soul out there.
So you were by yourself, like in a ranch setting.
Your campsite's private. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Pretty nice. And I think my mom is going to come to town. I've spotted a place where you can camp in a teepee.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll take my mom to do that. Maybe she'll like that.
You know, our buddy Chief has a teepee.
Does he?
I could just hook it. It's got like heat and air and everything in it. Like a huge teepee. So I could probably call him if you want to stay in a teepee.
Where's his teepee?
Out in the country somewhere. It's pretty nice. I've seen pictures online. These teepees, you got an idea of what a teepee is. They're like unbelievably nice on the inside.
Oh, yeah. That's what I found on this Hip Camp. It's one of these places. It's like $50 a night, but it's a big, beautiful teepee. And, you know, it's got it's out a little bit, but also a bathroom. My mom's got to have a bathroom.
Yeah, right. Well, that's pretty cool, man.
So, would you like to go camping?
I would do it again, yeah. I had a good time. You took me and my boy and his friend out there to camp one night.
That was 2 years ago. You haven't done it in 2 years.
What's funny is we all brought, like, air mattresses and stuff. I know that's kind of like cheating. You're supposed to sleep on the ground. But Daniel goes to his tent, and I've got the two boys in my tent, and then Daniel goes to his tent to go to sleep, and a stick popped his mattress.
It's not funny, man. I was just laying there, and I heard that air leaking out, and I said, dead gummit. I almost wanted to go get one of the children's air mattresses because mine popped, and you just know, like, hey, in about 30 seconds here, I'm just going to be right on the ground.
Right on the ground, that's right.
And at my age, you cannot get comfortable right on the ground.
What's that website called where you can find camping sites?
Hipcamp.com. There's also a ranch out in Pawhuska you can go, like, sleep on.
Yeah, very cool.
And then the cows and animals will come up to you. The bulls will gore you.
Oh, that's
if you're lucky.
Very sweet.